Well, good morning and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here at the Madeleine for this Mass on the Solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, also known as Corpus Christi Sunday. Particular welcome to the members of the Totus Tuus teams that are here with us this week to spend this week evangelizing and teaching in our parish, particularly for our children and our youth. And one of the team members is going to speak here in a few moments about what's going on this week. Also, for Corpus Christi Sunday, we're not going to have a procession with the Blessed Sacrament at the end of Mass. Instead, after communion, we'll have a brief period of silent adoration with the Blessed Sacrament on the altar before our dismissal. My thanks to Father David Greca, who last week substituted while I was gone. My planned camping trip got washed out, literally. And so instead of going to Lawton, the area, I went over to Northwest Arkansas and spent a couple of days over there. It's a busy week ahead of us here at the Madeleine, not only with Totus Tuus, but many other things as well. Please take a look at the bulletin or on the parish website what's going on. Particular attention to the men's group, that they have their monthly meeting this Tuesday evening. Special meeting will be at Eddie's Steakhouse, just down the street, just about a block east of 31st and Harvard, 6 o'clock Tuesday, and all the men of the parish are invited to attend. All the men are invited to attend. All the men are invited to attend. And since I'm one of the men, I'm going to have steak on Tuesday, and all the guys are welcome to join us. There right now is a popular television series called Scandal. Now, I've not seen it myself. When it comes to TV, for the most part, if it doesn't involve documentaries or the Antique Roadshow or those guys fishing for crab up in Alaska, it doesn't really catch my interest that much. But from what I can gather, this show called Scandal has a large enough viewing audience that it's now in its fifth season. And apparently, it's a political thriller series in which the main character is a woman who heads a crisis management firm whose focus is to protect the public image of the nation's political elite. That word scandal is often defined or thought of as a type of widely publicized allegation of bad behavior that damages the reputation of an institution, of an individual, or of a belief. And it doesn't matter really if the allegations are true or false. And sometimes an attempt to cover up a possible scandal creates even a greater scandal when the cover-up fails, as our church has painfully learned in recent years and in some places continues to have to learn that lesson. Trying to protect the reputation of the institution over the safety of individuals, especially of children, only makes it much worse. The word scandal itself comes from a Greek word meaning to trap or to or a stumbling block, meaning that wrong conduct can impede or trip up people's faith and trust. So in one sense, especially as followers of Christ, we must be aware that our bad behavior, whether in words, attitudes, or actions, can trip up other people, their search for faith. They're longing for the truth. They're longing for meaning. And I think this also includes our use of social media. Mockery, contempt, and snarkiness left online, that's not a rational argument for any discussion. Worse yet, they never win souls for Christ. Yet there is another way, I think, to look at this word scandal. Not in terms of bad behavior, but in terms of beliefs that are challenged or that are tripped up. In this way, Christianity, properly understood, is a scandal. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ is a scandal. The existence of us as the church, the body of Christ on earth, is a scandal. Because the Christian proclamation is that God behaves in a scandalous way towards creation, especially towards humanity. To those who believe that there is no need for God, or the belief that God threatens, a belief in God that threatens human progress, such as we hear some say, religion must die so that man may live, the existence of God and the belief in that existence is a scandal. It challenges that attitude. To those who believe that God, at best, is distant, disinterested or distracted towards humanity, and therefore we are free to do as we please, as long as it involves consenting adults and no feelings get hurt. The belief that God desires to enter into a sacred relationship, a covenant with us, and hold us accountable to that agreement, to that covenant, that idea is a scandal. To those who believe in God but see God as unknowable, completely the other, the belief that God humbles himself to share in our humanity so that we can share in his divinity, what we call the incarnation, the Word of God being made flesh to live among us so that we can enter into an intimate relationship with God, this is a scandal. It challenges that idea that God is completely the other. To those who cannot imagine God the Son dying on the cross in atonement for the sins of humanity, the scandal is the cross. The cross itself is a great scandal, a great stumbling block. To those who see Jesus only as a great teacher, a wise philosopher, moral reformer, social activist, or so on, the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is scandalous. To those who can't imagine mere mortal, frail, fragile human beings invited and welcomed into the divine relationship that exists between God the Father and God the Son through God the Holy Spirit, the Trinity is a scandal. Remember Lucifer, the fallen angel, his rebellion is based on the rejection of this idea. He is repulsed that mere mortals can share in the life of God. To those who see the bread and wine only as a symbol when used in Christian worship, the belief in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, body and blood, soul and divinity, is a stumbling block. It is a scandal. Remember the Gospel of John, chapter 6, Jesus gives us very long discourse about the bread of life, that he is the bread of life. His body is real food, his blood is real drink. And at the end of that discourse, most of his followers just simply shake their heads and walk away. It's scandalous. The scandal of the Eucharist is also what St. Pope John Paul II referred to as the source and summit of our Catholic life and faith. And today, yet again, on this Corpus Christi Sunday, we are confronted with God's scandalous behavior, drawing us into the divine life of God. And don't see Corpus Christi as kind of standing out by itself. It's part of the greater whole, kind of the culmination in a way of, particularly throughout Lent and the Easter season, of the Church's liturgy has been emphasizing the passion and cross of Jesus in Holy Week, the bodily resurrection on Easter, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and then also last Sunday, Trinity Sunday, the scandal of a loving God who calls us into covenant, calls us into accountability in this covenant, and now on this celebration of Corpus Christi. We hear a lot in the scripture readings today at Mass about the shedding of blood, the offering of sacrifice. So we hear creating that union between the Hebrew people led by Moses and God on Mount Sinai. That's that first covenant that's entered into, that first sacrifice. And then the blood of animals being poured out in the temple in Jerusalem, a continual offering. And now we hear the new covenant sealed in the blood of Christ on the cross. Not that of animals, but the blood of God the Son poured out for us to seal that union between us. It is the covenant that we take part of in the words of Jesus that form the words of the consecration of the Eucharist. With the bread, this is my body, and with the wine, this is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. And each time we gather as the church in prayer for the offering of the Mass, it's scandalous. Challenging all those ideas that God is too far away, that God does not want to enter in us to enter into this divine life. This is the great scandal, the gospel. God's intense love for us, the desire to be in intimate union with us, that the Eucharist is offered to us, mere mortals. For when normal food and drink that we consume, it is assumed becomes part of us. The old saying, you are what you eat. And the Eucharist, think of it in a different way. When we consume the body and blood of Christ in a state of grace, we are assumed into the life of Jesus. We become who we eat. And this too is a scandal. And the solemnity of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ, calls us into this covenant, challenges us to see that God's desire is to be in intimate union with us, that we are lovable, we are forgivable. We don't have to earn God's love. It's already been given continuously in the cross, in the Eucharist. All we have to do is surrender to it and give our lives over to it and live out of it. And that is one of the most great, hardest things for us to do, to actually believe that God loves us in this such a scandalous fashion. So may we live then a life of scandal. I don't mean bad behavior. Leave that to TV. There's more than enough to go around. But rather to live a life in union, in harmony with the scandalous love that God has for us, that God has given us this love offered to us today in the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, our Savior, in the Eucharist.